South Dakota developed wheat lines continue to be grown on a majority of the wheat acres across the state. That's the finding from the 2016 South Dakota Wheat Commission's annual wheat variety survey. South Dakota Wheat Commission Executive Director Reed Christofferson.
The majority of our varieties still come from the public sector, but as our private seed companies continue to develop new and some very strong varieties, we're also seeing some trends in those directions.
In fact, winter wheat farmers chose the AgriPro variety, Cy Wolf, for 32% of their acres last fall, followed by Ideal and Redfield, two South Dakota lines. Another AgriPro line, AP503, Overland, and Lyman rounded out the top six winter wheat varieties. As for spring wheat, all the top lines planted this spring were developed by South Dakota scientists.
Probably a reflection upon the strong consistency that we've had at SDSU with our spring wheat breeder, with Dr. Carl Glover. He said the opportunity to be on the ground now for a few years to develop some tremendous genetics.
Prevail, a spring wheat line released in 2013, was planted on 25% of South Dakota spring wheat acres, followed by Forefront and Advance, both at 14%. The spring wheat lines Select, Focus, and Brick rounded out the remaining acres. Christofferson believes it's valuable to conduct the annual variety survey in order to gauge producer interest in variety characteristics. Next week, Dakota Farm Talk will spotlight the newest wheat line to become available to South Dakota growers. The state's wheat checkoff is a key supporter of new variety development. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.